Slower Whacker Live for June 12th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that, you know, makes fun of the news. You know, I was thinking I should be more forthcoming. I need to be more open about myself. I want you to learn about Justin. I don't want it to just be me doing the dirty work for you and reading the articles that aren't blocked by paywalls to then make fun of said articles. I want it to be more of an in-depth relationship. So I'll offer something up, and you can offer something up as well if you'd like in the comments or in the air. I can't really stomach jalapenos. I know. And the irony is I love jalapenos. I love them. Makes anything better. And every time I choose to eat them, even though I feel the repercussions. I went to the White Sox game last night. Nacho grande. Jalapenos on the top. I'm like, this is scrumptious. All day feeling it. You know, like a little stomach ache comes on, a little chills. It's always that. I used to have that problem with crab rangoon. Delicious Thai appetizer. Delicious. I was working at WBEC, and I would be, we had like four or five producers working, and we'd always get Thai food. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, just give me some crab rangoon, because I was like 24, and I'm like, yeah, that's $5, right? Yeah, let me get that. And I'd eat that, and it would take about maybe like 2 hours to get nauseous and go throw up in the bathroom. And I did that like three times in a row, and my colleagues are like, you're an idiot. You know, you obviously have some sort of allergy or you can't handle it. I'm like, but it's so good. It's cream cheese and crab. It's so good. So there you go. You just learned something about me. Crab rangoon, which I don't eat anymore, and jalapenos, which I have to give up, which is a bummer. I also it's mostly just hot stuff in general. So like any hot wings, like which I'm not giving up. I can deal with it. My body can deal with it. I will deal with the chills and the sweats and all that kind of stuff for buffalo wing any day. All right, let's get to it. Here are the headlines. Governor Pritzker signed the Reproductive Rights Act. This is the one about making abortion in Illinois legal and one of the most progressive on the issue in the nation. And that's riling up the Republicans who are going to use this law to run on it for the U.S. House election in 2020, including targeting those Democrats in Illinois. They know that the U.S. House has nothing to do with Springfield, right? Just making sure that they took their civics lesson. You know who's the worst? Our national political parties, right? They're just the worst. They sniff it out. They got a Google search on the word abortion. I'm like, yeah, we got one in Illinois. And we should use it. And I don't want to just single out Republicans because it's both of them. Here's a good metaphor. If politics were like, say, car repair, local politics would be mechanics. The national politics would be the dealership. Make sense? I think it makes sense. Presidential candidate Joe Biden told a rally yesterday that if elected president, he would cure cancer. Quickly, Fox News and other right-wing news sources set out to mock Biden like, what a jerk for trying to cure cancer. You see this guy? What a jerk. Okay, I think it's awesome. It's a new topic, if anything, right? I'm sick of the topics, taxes, healthcare, immigration, abortion. They're important, sure, but I'm sick of it. All they do is talk about those four things over and over and over. How about something new? Cure cancer? I'm in. How are you going to do it, Joe? You don't know? That's okay. But the idea that right away he's mocked, what a jerk. How dare he? What a jerk. We're all going to die of cancer, Joe. Jerk. Like a real American does. We die of cancer. You break. City council meeting today. Not as much fun as the first, although aldermen announced they would go for the $15 minimum wage by 2021. The past mayor was all jacked up for $13, but this would be more in line with what other cities are doing. Remember when Emmanuel Pete, he came into Cochran's show. We were on Steve Cochran's show. And he sat in and they were all excited about it. I think it was going to 12. I think it was 12, maybe 13. And I asked him straight up, I'm like, well, why not 15? Why are you dancing around with 12 and 13? Every other big city's going for 15. And he blamed it squarely on Springfield, saying that there's only much I can do. It's from Springfield. So how are they doing it in city council now? He was lying to us. Or maybe he's right. Maybe the aldermen are wrong. I could see that, too. Like, I could see the aldermen going through all this stuff and they'd be like, oh, my bad. I have no way of actually controlling this. No, of course they have a way of controlling Chicago. Locally, Alderman Wagasback has taken over the finance committee, so it's time to start passing stuff through, right? His first item was a drunk driving settlement. I mean, that's simple stuff. That's an easy. And boom, it was shot down. Aldermen voted against it because they believe that a city shouldn't be paying out for drunk driving cases. What am I talking about? No, it's not ideology. It's politics. They just wanted to embarrass the new chair because he's not the old chair. Give me a break. This is the future of city council. They can't take on the mayor, so now they're like, I know. Let's really get into the nitty-gritty of settlement politics. We're going to embarrass the finance chair so bad. Authorities are looking for someone who ran over 19 geese in the suburbs. 19 geese. You got to work hard to run over 19 geese. I'd give you maybe 7. 19, you got to put the car in reverse for 19, right? Maybe even going around the block for one more ride. I think the 19 says that it's too much. I think law would say if it were 7 or 8, or maybe 9, people would go, yeah, that's too bad. But 19, you're like, all right, you went out of your way. You double back. You can't double back on a geese. You can't double back. In sports, the Sox beat up on the Nationals last night, although they did make it close at the end. I went to the game. My takeaway, way too nice of a night to have that many open seats. My other takeaway, they put up a little trivia piece on the scoreboard about Ronaldo Lopez. You know what food he refuses to eat? Pasta. What? What is that? That's a weird choice. I'd take it if it was tofu, frog legs, even vegetable like broccoli, but pasta. I don't know about that. I don't know if I can like a guy who doesn't like pasta, right? I mean, forget about his +5 ERA. The fact that he can't get through 4 innings. He refuses to eat pasta. It's just noodles. I don't know. I'm suspicious. Anyway, big win for the Sox because Eloy Jimenez finally hit a homer at the G-rate. Went like 470 feet or something. Huge center field bomb. Also walked and he doubled. Are we seeing a turnaround for the rookie? Is he getting more comfy? Let's hope so. The Sox starting pitching, though, needs an upgrade. Manny Benuelos didn't get out of the 4th. Maybe it was early 5th. I can't remember because I was dealing with those jalapenos to kick in right away. Anyway, Benuelos was in trouble from the first pitch of the game. Besides Giolito, can you name the rest of the starting 5? Giolito, Lopez, Nova, Benuelos, DeChamplain, where the new guy was that was on Monday? Kind of ridiculous. Maybe one of the worst starting rotations in baseball. Is Floyd Bannister still pitching? He'd be a good guy to bring out. It was a really great moment, Pete. You'd like this at the beginning of the game before they do thunder. Thunder. Which someone told me they weren't doing anymore, but they did, and it was great. They show, they do these like baseball cards on the scoreboard, and it's like every sock from 1900 that's important, and they get to some really deep cuts. There's like a lot of 80s guys. I think Floyd Bannister gets a call. Ron Karkovice got a call. There was like a couple of middle relievers that you're like, oh yeah, I guess he was okay for the 86 Sox. You know, like the guy who set up for Bobby Thigpen got referenced on the scoreboard last night. I can't remember who it was, but I'm like, oh God. Thunder. The Cubs, well, they can't figure out the Rockies or anyone on the road for that matter. They dropped another one last night, 10-3. That's 2 in a row. Quintana gave up 4 runs, didn't get out of the 5th. The Rockies just feasting up on that Cubs pitching. Cubs got one more in Denver, and then they head to L.A. for a weekend set with the Dodgers. Bears news starting to heat up as we get in the summer. Some NFL analysts are calling the Bears NFC Super Bowl favorites. What? What? But everyone's still worried about the kicker. But you know what you don't have to be worried about, Pete? Chris Blewett got cut today. Having a kicker named Blewett was going to be a worry for me. I don't think I can handle the fact that the kicker was named Blewett. Think about every time we'd play the Packers. And the cutesy memes and signs they would put up about Blewett. I couldn't handle it. It'd be embarrassing. Sorry, buddy. Go kick for Tampa. Also, I saw this dumb story. And I didn't put it in the Lower Wacker Live, but it just recalled it. That some dumb blog that they interviewed 1,500 people in some poll about the worst or the best and worst logos in the NFL. And the Chicago Bears were last. They picked the iconic C, the blue and orange and the C on the helmet, as the worst logo in the NFL. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I right off the bat, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jacksonville Jaguars. You keep going like in these dumb Buffalo Bills have a better helmet than the Chicago Bears. Even the Green Bay Packers. It's just a G. I don't know. I forgot what it was. That's why I was like, I refuse to even talk about this. It was one of those moments. I am above this. I refuse, and I did it. I talked about it. So. Anyway, these bloggers. In anniversaries today, 1991, with the Bulls won their first championship. Also, yesterday was, what, the 22nd, 23rd anniversary of the flu game? I'd like someone to do a documentary on that game. My guess? Faking it. That's my guess. Also, to finish today's Lower Wacker Live, I'd like to issue a correction. Yesterday, I said it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I was wrong. That's tonight. So go hockey. That's Lower Wacker Live for June 12, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless, production by Pete Zimmerman. Listen to Extension 720 tonight. We got one because the socks are off. Bye.